We are excited this morning to have our good friend from the Toledo Lucas County Public Library. That's a mouthful. Christy Kapanis. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You had coffee this morning, didn't you?
Oh, wait, didn't you?
No, I'm still waking up.
Oh,
still, I need some of your energy.
So I've got to feel like probably during the holiday season, I have to believe you guys are like crazy busy.
Yeah, we kind of like ramp up. It's one of those things where summer and summer read, and then as you start school, you know, kids go back to school, but then around this time we really ramp up. We're seeing books flying off the shelves, materials going. So it's always a fun, exciting time.
We tease off air. Mm-hmm. Actually, by the way, you became one of my favorite guests because the reason for that is because the Toledo Library sounds like such a mysterious place. I've gotten so used to being like stuck in my PJs, like going to Google and getting everything there. And so to hear what you have going on in Toledo Library is like kind of a magical place.
I'm glad I could be a part of your growth as a gentleman. I'm so glad that I could be a part of that.
Well, it's cool because you always have things going on.
Yeah, it goes beyond books, and that's what's so exciting is everybody knows the library has books. We have so much more than that. So a really fun thing that we've been doing lately on Tuesdays and Thursdays is our Sounds of the Season. So we'll have different musical performers come into Maine, and today we have a harp and violinist coming in, and they perform from noon to 1 in our atrium here at Maine Library. On Tuesday, this past Tuesday, we had iDance, which is an adaptive dance group for special needs. They came in and performed. They did incredible. Next week, again, we have on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't remember off the top of my head who's going what day, but we have a jazz musician and a pianist, and it is they're incredible. They're so talented, and it's so fun to sit in the atrium and listen to it.
That's the stuff we're talking about.
That's what
makes the library so magical. So you have a harpist and a violinist and all kinds of music coming
in. I'm really
in.
Looking forward to it. I haven't seen a harpist in years. I think the last time was like on vacation when I was in high school. So I'm excited for today.
Feels like you're turning the library into Juilliard.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
So, you know what? One of those things that I think is really fascinating with the library yet, too, is that LinkedIn Learning is such a big thing. And a lot of us go to LinkedIn Learning just to understand it's not just going to YouTube and getting like a surface level. You can actually get a deeper understanding of so much. You can learn to play piano through LinkedIn Learning. You can learn, like, let's say Adobe Cloud, like deep knowledge and levels, and all that stuff kind of comes to the Toledo Library with your membership.
Yeah, it's free. So normally it's kind of expensive for the membership, but through your library and library card, it's free. And actually, something that I've been doing personally is I started with their Photoshop. I'm not very good at Photoshop, but I've been trying to do better graphic design for the library. But that can transition into anybody who doesn't know Photoshop because it seems kind of daunting. Mm-hmm. But when you go through the LinkedIn Learning, you learn that, I can do this. It's not as hard as it seems. It's an incredible tool. And I know a lot of people, they start those New Year's resolutions around this time, and maybe a new career or a new skill is on their list. And, I mean, it's perfect. And it's such a good way. You can do it for free. You don't have to, you know, put that commitment down monetarily. And so it's incredible. It's an incredible tool. I love it.
And it's been around for a while because it was the original lynda.com. Christy, question for you, because I know that you are a Toledo Lucas County Public Library spokesperson. All right.
Yeah.
As a user, what's your favorite part of the library? Like, what is the one highlight for you?
So for me, like, everyone's like, you work at the library. How many books do you read a month? This is going to sound groundbreaking, but I'm not a big reader. I love our magazines. So we have, I mean, everything under the sun. I'm a big, like, Food Network or People magazine. We have all these magazines, both digitally and physically, that you can look at. I haven't paid for a magazine subscription in, 5 years. And that, I mean, $13 here, $30 here. I mean, it all adds up. I love our magazines, both digitally and physically. They're incredible. So you won't see me down the book aisles as much. You'll see me in the magazine area. I still read, just in a different way. I love it.
And because that also goes with like music and everything too, because don't you guys have like a website?
Yeah, it's like a online database for free music. So think Spotify, but through the library. It's called Freegal, and we have a link on our website. And it's great. It even has the new Taylor Swift album, if anyone needs it. The new Taylor Swift album is up there. I looked, a month ago or whatever?
Uh-huh.
So, yes.
Ticketmaster disaster. Well, Christy, one more time, for many of us, if we don't have an account, what do we do?
So go to ToledoLibrary.org, and there's a little search bar at the top right, and you can search anything you're looking for. And if you type in library card, it'll take you right to the place to get a library card, and you don't even have to stop in to get one. You can get one digitally, instantly, through our website.
No
kidding.
You
know, some people are like, oh, I need it right now. We got you right now, no matter what. If it's midnight, if it's 2 a.m., we got you.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to heckle you for a second. What did you say to me before we got on air about coming down to Main Library?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot.
You said that you're going to make it a goal by the end of the year to make it down to Main Library.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was a resolution. Was that it? It was like an early New Year's resolution.
Yes, that was your pre-New Year's resolution, is to make it down to Main Library. And then you can boast about how amazing it is.
You know what? I think you done made that a resolution for me, but I will accept that resolution.
I'm telling you. I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
You know what? I promise you. Okay, so between now and New Year's, I'm going to make my way down to the library, because it's kind of dorky. We've been doing these interviews for the past several months, and I've never actually been in there.
You're going to walk in and love it. The atrium is gorgeous. Our children's library has so many fun things. You'll love it.